Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
I have in the studio with me Dr. Scott Hollier, Project Manager and Manager Western Australia of Media Access Australia. Welcome to the program, Scott. It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Roberta. Really appreciate it.
Now, we're going to talk about Android. Google recently had a big conference. What were some of the announcements there?
Well, yeah, Google's conference is called Google I/O, and what's been interesting is that it really gave us a reflection on the future of where Google's going. So they talked a lot about the wearable technologies and Android Wear and how their new wearable devices will feed in. I looked a bit at car tech and some of the updates likely to expect in our existing Android devices.
So, Scott, what is car tech?
Well, basically, Google are looking at new and improved ways on how to help people drive. So at the moment, if you want to use your phone in the car, you need to dock it via Bluetooth or something like that. But what Google are doing at the moment is to get Android to fully integrate into a car. And as a tie-in, there has been a project that Google have been working on to get automated cars up and running so that a blind person, for example, could sit in the car and the car could drive itself to where you need to go. And as part of this, Google have had a lot of interest in the car space, and at the conference they announced that they've done a number of deals in getting Android technology into cars, so you've got full access to phone and apps and GPS navigation and all those sort of things built right into the car. Now, this doesn't mean that you actually get to, as a blind person, drive a car, unfortunately, but it is a sign of the things to come and the work that Google's been doing in this space, and it's a really interesting innovation with lots of big-name car companies on board.
It certainly is. Are the new Android devices accessible?
Well, this is the big question. At the moment, a lot of the Android Wear devices that we've seen come out of Google I/O have been for developers' eyes only. So we haven't had a lot of exposure to the devices. But in terms of what we know they can do, they certainly do have the ability to produce the time in a big high contrast display, which is really exciting. And because Android itself has a lot of accessibility features built in, we are led to believe that there is some accessibility, certainly great accessibility potential within these devices. Samsung has tried in the past to adapt existing Android into a watch with their Galaxy Gear, which didn't really work very well. So we're all looking to see in this space, and as we've talked about on other programs with Apple's rumored iWatch, there is a lot of movement in terms of wearable tech, and it will be interesting to see as these devices become available in the public, just how accessible they are.
How about the TV platform?
Well, TV platform was another big announcement at Google I/O, and Google haven't had a lot of success. They've tried Google TV for a number of years now with set-top boxes that are meant to fully integrate things, and just never quite took off. But now Google have announced that they're having another go, and they've done some deals with, again, some big manufacturers to try and integrate Android into televisions, a bit like the Apple TV device that Apple have, but built into televisions. And so I think we will start to see an increase in availability of web content and other things to supplement our TV watching, but hopefully also some accessibility, which would be a really exciting thing. It's still one of these to be advised type announcements, but as space in this area continues to grow, hopefully accessibility will grow with it.
We did touch on this earlier, but one of the questions I was thinking about asking, if there is a possibility of a vision impaired Android user being able to drive a car in a specific area?
Well, it's certainly heading that way. So in terms of the car project, as I said, we've heard a lot about Google doing work in this space, and they have built cars which can drive and self-automate. The main problem at the moment isn't as much about the cars that Google have come up with, but more about the unknown element of everyone else driving around it. So,
yes,
you know, that's still a factor, and perhaps as we all become a little more reliant on automation, then there will be this opportunity for truly accessible automobiles to hit the roads. But in the meantime, it is really interesting that Google, you know, what's really significant about Google I/O and what we have to look forward to for people who are blind or vision impaired is that Android, which is already quite an accessible operating system, is now getting a flavour for wearable tech, it's now getting a flavour for car tech. And given that Google have in recent years done quite a lot of work in accessibility, I think we have a lot to look forward to.
Well, thank you very much for all of that today, Scott.
Thank you.
Very interesting times ahead. I was speaking there with Dr. Scott Hollier, Project Manager and Manager Western Australia of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia supporters of this program.